Welcome to the Tribunal. I'm Danny with Chris Wern.
It seems like an angel will fall.
And Jameson.
Merry Feetmas.
We just watched episode 15 of the Challenge 40 Battle of the Eras. We saw Corey have the same talk with Cara Maria that he's had with every woman in the house. Everyone run through bat-filled tunnels, and Aviv gets sent home. We're going to do Killed It or Send It Home, Jameson's Juicy Deets, and MVPs and Losers. But first, Chris, I want to talk about the Aviv disqualification, because that seemed to then send her into this spiral of horrendous luck. Do you think the disqualification is on her or production?
Yeah, it feels like it's on production. Like, I mean, you don't know what they were told prior to, right? Like, so who knows if they explained, hey, these tunnels, they break off into like crazy places. Don't go down them, you know, like, and right. Whether they, those two sticks, I mean, like, it's just not the most official way of saying don't go here.
No.
If you're in the middle of a challenge, it kind of feels like maybe I need to break through these sticks.
Right.
You know, there's bats, there's rats. Maybe there's sticks too.
It wouldn't be unheard of for there to be sticks you have to get through.
No. Yeah. So, especially, like, it would be one thing if it was, like, thick ass fucking, you know, sticks, but it was like little twigs. Like, I guess I should break those. Like,
yeah.
Like, I should just plow through that. So, I mean, the other thing too is like, I can't imagine that helped her time. Like, she timed out, didn't she? Like,
Did they, or did they just stop her? I forget.
They just stopped. It just felt like they stopped her. All of a sudden it cut to TJ talking to her. I'm like, you're disqualified. You know? And I was like, so,
yeah, I only say that because it just felt like they spent a lot of time on showing her running around in the edit. And it just made it feel like it was a very long thing and that she would have, like, timed out. That's, like, how it came across, at least in my head. But, yeah, like, I don't know. It just seemed a little unfair, unfortunately.
Jameson, yeah. Do you agree that this is on production? I feel like this is, like, I don't know. Don't do better than just sending a PA down there and throwing a twig in front of this.
Yeah, man. I have a lot of qualms with the daily from this episode. I'm never a big fan of, like, we're going to put a night camera on your head and you can't see shit, and neither can the viewer. Like, the audience can't see anything. It's just like eyeballs, like, and that's all there is. And you don't know what the hell is going on. Like, it just is not never entertaining to me. I kind of hate these kind of challenges when they do this. But, yeah, I mean, it's just two twigs. Like, I don't blame her for, for this happening. I actually have a deet that I'm going to save for a little later that's kind of related to this. But I just think that, you know, I would be pissed if I was her. Like, let me at least do it again. Like, okay, got it. Don't go after through the twigs. Can I at least do that section again or something? Like, I just feel like she kind of got screwed.
And as Chris said, it's not like she found a shortcut. They showed that map and she was out in, like, the boonies of Vietnam. Like, it seems like, you know, somebody should have been like, hey, a restart. We would have never known that happened. And I think she was, like, especially cut out for this challenge. She's super tiny. She was able to run, like, while standing up. The guys had to, like, slide, like, on their ass through this thing. Like, it felt like she could have, you know, she could have won. Who's to say that she wouldn't have? So, I don't know. It felt like what started the whole thing. And then, I mean, she just got the worst luck in the world with a cage match with Jenny that she was.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It did just feel like, I'm not going to get conspiracy theory on this thing, but it's like almost like production. Like, let's get her out of here. She's boring McGee over here. Like, let's get her out of here. Let's put some twigs. We'll set up the twigs and really that'll get her. Because no one else went for the twigs. I don't know. It's a little sketch.
It's funny you say her size. It's like she basically was the equivalent of like playing with Odd Job and Goldeneye.
Ooh, yeah. Good rap.
You just run around full speed. But, you know.
Did your friend group outlaw?
Of course.
Yeah
you had to. You had to.
Yeah, you try and pull that at a sleepover, you're never getting invited back.
You know what? I don't miss the slap fights like that you would do. Okay, this is the slap round.
Choosing that too, it was like, come on.
The anxiety. of a slap round.
The paintball one, and it's like, come on.
We're
Right,
just
so
reminiscing on
Jameson.
this podcast right now, getting a little nostalgic, you know.
Take me back.
So, Jameson, we're getting down to the nitty-gritty here. And if they all make it, we would have a finals with Bananas, Kylan, Jordan, and then Rachel, Tori, Jenny, and Car Maria. Can you think of a finals like that that we've had where seven people could absolutely win this thing?
No, man. I mean, it's pretty wild to think about, you know, how good and how, like, you know, obviously physically fit I think all those people are too. I mean, a lot of times you have, you know, some good physically fit people, and then you have, you know, the underdogs and the people that you love, but you kind of know in your gut, you know, but like Anissa or someone, you know, you're like, okay, I want her to win and I hope, you know, she can pull it off somehow, but like the chances are a little, you know, are lower. And so I can't remember someone this stacked. I don't know how much more they're going to narrow down. But I do think that like it's really anyone's game on both sides. Like, I don't know who's going to win. I do still feel like Rachel just has something about her this year that just like, I feel like she could take it. But Jenny's just like a beast, dude. Like, you know, you see the elimination, like she is a beast. And she has like, it doesn't feel like she has a lot of emotions tied to things. She just kind of goes about it and does her business. And yeah, sure, she, you know, obviously has some drama here and there, but it's just kind of like, she just is in the zone. And ripped, just fucking ripped.
Fuck yeah, she's ripped. yeah, I mean, it is a stacked final. Like, it feels like there's only one person really that I'm like on the fence with, and that's Michelle at this point.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously it feels like we're going to see one more elimination. That's my gut says next week we have one more elimination. Then it's the final, and there will probably be an elimination after like the first round of the final. So it's going to be six people going at the end.
Yes. But, I think we start with 8, 4, and 4, and then we
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, it's so stacked. Like, everybody that is there, I think, would be a deserved winner. So I'm very excited for it. I don't know when the last time is we've seen something quite like that. Like, it, especially coming off of last season where it's all rookies, and like, obviously they're all rookies, but like, even then you're like, there's some of them felt like they deserve to win it more than others, where this one is just like, everybody feels like they deserve to win it. And even in Michelle's defense, she's won a couple of eliminations,
yes.
You know, you know, so she deserves to be there in a sense. I just don't know if she has what it takes to beat the other four there, but I could be wrong. I could be wrong.
Yeah. And some potential history making for you guys. I feel like we always talk about the men's side because the men stay on this show longer. Women move on with their lives. They get married. They have kids. They grow up, or the men seem to stick around, but I did some.
It kind of sounds like us, guys. I mean, you know, here we are doing a podcast 4 years. There's a connection, man.
So the two women with the most ever are three titles with Evelyn and Veronica. This was back when both of them have an individual one, but some big group wins too. But then Rachel and Car Maria both have two. So if one of them wins, they would be tied for first ever for women. So we could be looking at, you know, arguably the best woman of all time on the challenge coming out of this, which would be pretty cool. And I hate Car Maria, but when I was looking at this, she has 9 finals appearances, which is...
Wow.
Yeah, as annoying as she may be, she's definitely proven herself on this show and is totally valid as a competitor. And you know what? To add to your point, too, of like the record of, you know, going for the best. I mean, even if you look at it the other way, where it's like if Jenny or Tori win, that'll be their second. And like those are two people who I can imagine are still going to be coming on for the next couple seasons. And we might be looking at the best female competitor on the challenge, as you're saying, between the four.
Yeah,
I
Exciting
mean, times.
it
Exciting
is
times.
exciting. I'm excited. Are you guys excited?
Who's
I'm excited. I'll
excited?
tell you one thing. I'd rather have Kara win than Michelle. I can't. I don't know what it is about her, guys. She just irks the fuck out of me.
I mean, we'll get to this later, but I just like had her penciled in as my loser, and I was like, thank you. Like, you can't really make her your loser just because you were mad that she was like happy on this episode. I pick somebody else. Let's do Killed It or Send It Home, Chris Worm.
Well, this episode we saw Cara Maria give Michelle a lap dance to talk about two people we're just talking about. Very insightful. And it made me think, strip clubs, killed it or send it home. Strip clubs, guys. Big leap. But what do you think?
I'm gonna send them home. I've only ever been to strip clubs in when I'm at a bachelor party. And luckily my friends are all on like the same page where, you know, nobody gets too into it. I've been asked by multiple dancers what's wrong. It looks like I'm not having a good time. And I just have a conversation where I'm like, I just don't know what I'm supposed to be doing right now. Like I feel like if I look too into it, you'll be creeped out. You're only doing this because, you know, you're being paid. Like, I don't know. Like, and then they're like, never mind. I forget I asked. And
You're
then
too complicated.
yeah. Lighten up. So I'm gonna send them home. You know, it's never been the best part of a bachelor party for me.
No. Yeah, I mean, you asked me this question 10 years ago. I might have been like, yeah, killed it all the way. But now these days, I'm gonna send it home. I'm with you, Danny. I get into more awkward conversations with a stripper than I could ever imagine if I'm there. I say, oh, where are you from? What do you do outside of this? Like, I can't just like sit there and just like have this moment happen without like trying to. I feel obligated to get to know them and who they are. And I'm like, hey, yeah, no. I mean, do you like what do you what kind of music do you like? You like this music, or you even not even like it? You're just here. You gotta. I don't know. I'm awkward talking about how awkward the moment is right in this moment. So yeah, I'm gonna send it home.
You saying that reminded me of at my brother's bachelor party, we bought both double stuffed Oreos and like the extra stuff or the me I think it was called Mega Stuffed. And we all agreed that the Mega Stuffed has too much stuff in it. And we started talking to one of the strippers about this. And she was actually very engaged. She's like, I've never tried the Mega Stuff. We're like, yeah, it's too much stuff. You don't need the double's all you need. And she's like, all right, good to know. Like she was really nice about it. So that goes to show you what I'm like at a strip club.
Good to know. Here's my breasts. Oh my God. Well, I'm also gonna send it home. I've never actually been to a strip club ever.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I
Bachelor
mean,
parties, just never
this is
been. I just don't
sort of what
have
I
the.
guessed.
What's
Yeah,
that?
you could.
Sort of what I guess. I would have fell on the floor if you were like, killed it. I'm there 4 times a week.
Oh man. Like, there's just never been the urge to go at all. Like, ever in my life. I think if I were at a bachelor party and the opportunity came up, I think I would just to experience it.
Sure.
And for the people watching, I think there's probably just high class people watching.
Yeah.
No interest in going. I feel like it'd be such a waste of money and just awkward as you guys have described. So I'm glad my feelings have been confirmed.
I feel like the longer you don't go to one, the more weird it gets if you go for the first time.
100%, 100%. You go when you're 20, you're like, this is awesome. And then you go when you're older, you're like, oh, is that like, what's that stain on the floor? And
Oh man.
Gross, gross.
That was a good one. Jameson, what do you
We're
got?
really helping our guys maturing conversation, that you brought up, Danny.
All those young guys listening to this pod.
Yeah, listen to us, fellas. All right, I don't know if I have as good of one as Chris, but guys, we're all three of us, we're in the commercial biz. We're in the biz, you know, we make these things. And every time we watch this fucking show, we have to sit through, you know, if we don't record it, these commercials on MTV. And I know this is a little off the cuff, but are the commercials on MTV the worst of all time? Go. Killed it? Yes. So.
I only watch this show when it's pre-recorded, and I just go through all of them. I'm the worst like advertising guy ever because I do everything in my power to not consume
Yeah.
advertising. So,
Can I ask for a clarification? Are you talking about like MTV's commercials or like the commercials they show like that are not MTV?
that's a good
I've
question.
gone that. Oh yeah. I'm gonna say MTV's commercials. I'm gonna say they're. I mean the lineup of it, the whole thing is bad. I mean the types of stuff that's on there. But yeah, MTV's commercials. I mean they have done. Let me just say this. We've been doing this podcast for 4 fucking years. They have done the Guess Who's Back? And then it's like Jersey Shore. Like that's the intro to the Jersey Shore commercial for 4 years.
It's true. It's true. Like, why is that the story time? Like, you'll never guess who's taken on the shore again. It's like, I'll guess. I got a good guess. So for that reason, then I'll send it home, especially because, and maybe this is just nostalgia talking as we were talking about GoldenEye, but there was a time where MTV's commercials were great. Like, not
Yeah.
just the ones about their shows, but just like the general MTV ones were really cool. And I felt like, you know, I almost looked forward to seeing them. And that's definitely not the case anymore.
Yeah, I agree with that. I do have to say there is one show that I always laugh at the preview for. It's The Cheaters Caught in the Act because it looks so absurd and fake that I'm almost interested in watching. Like they have that, and they have that person. There's like a guy who's like cross-dressing, but I think that's what's going on. I'm not even sure. Please, you know, DEI, don't get mad at me. But like their reaction every time they show that, I'm just like, it's just something about it is hilarious to me. So for that, listen, you know, it should be a send it home, but I'm just gonna say kill it anyway, because this is just so stupid. This stuff is so stupid. Something about it is funny to me, so whatever. But it should be a send it home because really, like you said, Danny, they have a legacy of actually really good advertising. And now it's just kind of trash. So.
Yeah. I mean, I just love talking about it because like there's this like new trend going around where people are watching old MTV shows like Room Raiders and Next. Remember that show on the bus? They had like three facts and like
That's considered old,
those.
though. What about
Oh
like,
yeah, that's considered old for sure, dude. That's when like we were
what was the show with like Carmen Electra and like the dating show? You know what I'm
singled
talking about?
out. Singled
Yeah.
out.
Singled
Great
Out.
show. Great
That's
great show.
They should bring that back.
Yeah, that would probably do really well right now.
Oh,
It
dude,
would.
really great.
Yeah.
I want them to bring back the one where the parents find a new person for your their kid to date.
Date my mom. That was
Date.
terrible. Terrible.
Was so bad, but it was so bad it was good. One of those, and it was just like the canned jokes that they gave these people to say. So trash. I
Well,
mean, it was
every
just.
episode was the same, where like before they went out, they'd be like, "Mom, one thing, don't tell them about the time I pissed my pants." And then the mom would go and be like, "You want to hear about my daughter pissing her pants?" Like, and she'd be like, "Oh my God, I can't believe you said that." It's like, this is the same episode every time.
Oh, so
Mom,
ridiculous.
say that.
So I'm gonna send it home. I just feel like it's missing the magic of MTV, man. There's just been such, but that goes down to the fact that they just are showing ridiculousness, Jersey Shore, and the challenge, and that's all the pretty much all the shows they got.
All I
Guess who's
got.
back? And so I'm gonna send it home for that reason. Danny, what do you got?
Well, this daily reminded me of a different old reality show, and that was Fear Factor. It had claustrophobia, it had bats, it had rats, it had spiders, it had fire ants, and puzzles, I guess. So, killed it if none of these things scare you. Send it home if you do have a phobia about one of these, and which one is it?
I'm gonna say killed it. A lot of these things would have scared me. I mean, if I was on the challenge, I feel like I would just suck it up and do it. But straight up, just being in a dark tunnel, I was really curious to see How dark was that tunnel? Was it pitch black, or were there like lights every once in a while? It seemed like there was maybe some lights. But if it's like,
And
sorry, go ahead.
the people going at night must have had zero
Yes.
light in there.
Yeah, I'm like pitch black. Like, I don't know if you guys are familiar with Liberty Science Center. Have you guys ever been there?
The
Yeah, the
sense
Dutch
tunnel or
tunnel.
whatever.
Good. When I was a kid, I went there, and like early on in the beginning, there is a part where there's like two poles on one side of this tunnel, and you're supposed to just crawl around them. But I couldn't figure that out because it was pitch black. I couldn't feel to the left that it was just wide open. And I was trying to squeeze through these poles, and the anxiety I had of like, I'm stuck in here. There's people behind me, like waiting to go. They're like, go, go. And I'm like stuck in this fucking tunnel. I had like such a panic attack. I think I was maybe like 8 years old. And I'm like going through a tunnel in the dark like that would just be a nightmare. A
You
nightmare.
were almost the Aviv of the Liberty Science Center.
Yes, I felt like the Aviv. And if I could have, I would have just broken right through those poles, but I was too small, you know? What could I do? Today, maybe I'll break through them. But I mean, the other thing too is like it reminded me of if you ever gone into caves or whatever, you know, like go into a cavern or whatever, and if you get to the bottom, they like turn off all the lights and it's just pitch black. Like, that is like a creepy ass feeling of just being stuck in there for eternity, essentially. And they're like, your eyes, like, they're like, you're gonna think you see something, but that's just your brain making up an image because your eyes are so used to seeing things, some shit like that. And you're like, fuck, man, like,
Terrifying.
terrifying,
Yeah,
terrifying.
buried
So, like,
alive kind of shit.
just in the darkness. Killed it. The bats. I think I'm less afraid of the bats, to be honest. Just the darkness. I don't know.
Jameson?
Yeah, I mean, I'm aligned with Chris here. I think it's the kind of it's a bunch of these things together that really add up, right? I mean, being in the darkness is one thing. Being compact and claustrophobic in that situation adds another layer. Then, I mean, I agree. Like, if I had to do it, I would just fucking power through, but I might have a panic attack. I might freak out a little bit because it's just not fun. And then, you know, couldn't you tell by the facial expressions in their eyes when they were in nighttime mode? I mean, it was so obvious how scared they were. God, it's so fucking stupid. But yeah, I'm with you, Chris. I'm gonna kill it too.
Yeah, I'll kill it for. I think the rats would get me most, especially ones that I
Ugh.
can't see, but I just imagine are there, would just be driving me crazy. Like bugs don't bother me too much. Bats, I'm okay with. Rats, though, like cannot do it. So that
Little
would.
no thanks. As they scurry
Yeah.
around. Man, when I lived in Brooklyn, outside of our window, we were like there was like rats just eating each other. It was like it was carnage. It was really gross.
I had one run over my foot once, and its tail whipped me in the leg. And it was in the summer, so I was wearing shorts. And I was just like, I could never wash my leg enough for
Oh,
this
chopped your
feeling to
leg
go
off.
away. Yeah, I'm just
Just I was walking
cut
to
it
work one
off, cut it
time when
off.
I was walking to work one time when we met when we were together, and I was across the street looking up or looking, you know, not paying attention. I just slipped on a dead rat carcass,
Oh,
just
what?
like I stepped on one and just like it was like flattened, so I just slipped and I didn't fall onto the dead rat carcass, but my shoe, my new Nikes, fucking threw those out. Got to I just went to work and had to I bought new shoes. I got, you know, delivered.
Yeah,
Are
I'd
you
walk
sure it
around
wasn't?
in a in one sock the rest of the day. That
Yeah,
sucks.
100%.
Are you sure it wasn't just like a really old banana peel?
No, I looked down at it. I was like, that's a rat. That's a rat body.
That's a rat body. That's a rat.
Only me, dude.
That's a rat banana.
Time to get juicy.
With Jameson's Juicy Deets.
Oh man, well with that guys, that was a big Jameson beat about his life and the disgusting things that have happened to me. I don't have a lot of deets today, guys. We're really slim pickings out there, but I did find a few. First up, Bananas. I kind of spoke to this earlier. He talked about this week on a podcast that did you guys they didn't show us this, but Jordan timed out on the slider puzzle. He ran out of time because he couldn't figure it out. And they didn't show us that. So a little kind of sketch that Aviv gets disqualified and she can't do that, but then he gets timed out, but she still is the loser.
Yeah, I didn't even realize they were doing timeouts on the first puzzle.
Yeah, pretty wild. Kind of, I don't know, not, it's so interesting what they choose to put in, not put in into certain episodes.
Yeah. And not a good sign for the final for him.
No, come on. Next up, Josh and Bananas. They went on a whole rant this week about how Devin has changed ever since he became a champ, making an argument that him winning has actually been a worse thing for him because now he strategizes way too much, overthinks way too much, and they said that they find him in his room in a little notebook writing down names and like. You know, that classic thing from Always Sunny where he's like putting string to this person and that person, and he's kind of lost his just kind of free nature, free-willed nature that he's known for.
I don't disagree. He's gotten less funny since he's taken the show more seriously. I mean, he's gotten better at being on the show, like as a competition, but like he used to just be there for comic relief, and that's definitely gone away.
I agree with you, Danny. And it to that point too, I feel like it just shows again how special some of the talent is when you have like a Bananas or a CT who can do both, right? Where they make you laugh, but they play a great game.
Yeah, it's tough.
And last but not least, CT and his adult film star OnlyFans star girlfriend have broken up. And he is really crushed about it, guys. I mean, he's posting videos, like slideshows from like iMovie of like different moments of them together. And he did a podcast where he sounds really rough, in rough shape, talking about how it's over. He doesn't want people to like talk to her. But he deleted his social media for a few days. It's been a rough week for CT and this breakup. I don't know what to make of it, really, but breakups are tough.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't picture him. I mean, I guess we saw it with DM, but that's different. When somebody passes away, obviously you're going to be heartbroken. But I can't really picture him like down in the dumps after a breakup.
Well, there's rumors and allegations that she's kind of denying that he's not really kind of, coming out to say that it isn't true, that she cheated on him. And so maybe that's, has something to do with it, but yeah, he's hurting.
I mean, what do you really expect when you date someone who's from like OnlyFans? You know what I mean? Like, it's not good for business for the OnlyFans person, but like, it's just there's no way it's gonna end well. It can't. It can't.
Yeah. I mean, he's just really spiraling. He's exposing like text exchanges between them and like all these things. It's just he's really getting in the weeds with this breakup. And some of his challenge castmates are, coming to the forefront to defend him and to say, like that it's messed up, all these things. But I just thought I'd share, our boy, he's hurting.
Hate to hear it.
Dems the deets. Dems the deets.
MVP of the episode, Chris.
My MVP this week is Tori. She won the daily, I think. But she got what she wanted in terms of strategy for the overall game, getting the Angels in the elimination there. It feels like I know she's got to go through one more week. It seems like for the women before we kind of get to a final, but I feel pretty good about her being in a final at this point. She's not a target. I don't think, I mean, I can't imagine what daily is going to come up that she's last place in at this point. I mean, she's performed so well in all the dailies. So I think she just seems also like the most well-rounded player on the women's side. I know we've talked about it before earlier this season, but like whoever's left standing, the fact that she did the puzzle, Cara Maria didn't really come off as a puzzler. Rachel timed out on the puzzle. Jenny did the puzzle, but I don't know. It doesn't seem like she has quite the smarts that Tori has. So I feel like she's looking good for her second win. I hope I don't jinx it for her, but yeah, I'm gonna say Tori.
I think if Vegas gave us betting odds on the challenge, Tori would have the highest odds of anybody, men or women, on the show right now.
Yeah, it's been a real dominant season. I have her as my MVP too, Chris. She just kind of, she's very smooth, calm, collected, focused, not getting into too many tiffs or riffs. She's just kind of, in the zone this season, and you can just sense it. I don't know, if she's gonna win. Anything can happen, in that finale, but it's looking good for her. And I just, it's pretty incredible how to be on a show with your like ex-fiance and to like deal with that whole thing. I can only imagine. So I think that she's doing really well. And she's MVP of this episode for me.
I don't disagree with this. I just put down Rachel because of this deal she has with both Jordan and Johnny. She somehow has an alliance with two sides of the house and the two strongest guys, or at least the guys that have the most standing within the house. So, and she does it by being an adult. She's not like sneaky about it. She's upfront with both of them. Like, it's just, it goes to show you, like, if you're like reasonable and smart, like, it goes a long way. You don't have to be like a Wes and be like conniving to be good at this. Like, you can just
Yeah.
be like a genuine person and people respect that.
I also, with Rachel too, is she also in with Corey?
She seems to be in with everybody. And like,
Yeah.
I thought like a couple episodes she was talking to Corey and like making deals with him as well. Like that would be like her three was like Johnny, Jordan, and Corey.
yeah.
So in that case, it's like she only has to worry about Kylan. And I mean, I guess Kylan could come after her. Because he's not going to go for Michelle or Tori. So,
Yeah. She's
but
playing the best political game, I think, of anybody for sure.
yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty
It's
wild.
a good MVP.
Loser of the episode, Chris.
My loser of the episode is Johnny Bananas. And it comes just down to competitively. He lost, obviously lost Aviv, which hurts. But I think the biggest thing was just the daily and not finishing the puzzle or timing out on the puzzle. And now he's got this penalty right before you go into a final. You can't feel too confident timing out on a puzzle on like a really felt like a silly mistake of not flipping the pieces over. We saw so many people get that. So I think it's just a knock to his confidence. And it's just not a great time in the season to have that happen. So I'm going to say it's Johnny this week for me.
No, I agree, Chris. I was debating on, Aviv and stuff, but I just kind of feel like you can't blame her for losing to Jenny. I mean, that was a loss right when she walked into that fence, which looked just really uncomfortable. And running into that thing. So yeah, Johnny just he's we were just talking about Tori and her like confidence and her kind of, calm and collected, headspace of this season. Johnny's kind of the opposite. He's kind of been all over the place and up and down and emotional and triggered really easily. And I think, if you're acting like that, you got to back it up with some dubs. And he's just like not really doing it too much. He's really trying to kind of swing into different political things. And it's just kind of, I don't know, it feels like he could be, on the chopping block really soon, which is crazy to say. Now, so having said that, he could easily surprise us and do what he always does and kind of come through. But yeah, I'm gonna give it to him too.
I'm gonna give it to Aviv. Usually we give it to somebody where it's like, hey, get a load of this asshole. And this is just like, she just truly could not catch a break in this entire episode. Like, whether you think it was her fault or not for getting disqualified, she had no control over Kylan winning, which immediately sent her in. And then this elimination, just you couldn't draw up a worse one for her to go against Jenny in. Like, it was all about muscle, and then it was all about height. Like, even if she was able to get a ball, she would never get a shot off against Jenny. So
No
it
way.
just like it was impossible, and she gave it her best chance, but it was just there was no way.
I think yeah, she's like hanging on for dear life on Jenny, as she just like spins her around. Which, speaking of that elimination too, I was curious, like, that has to be the best new elimination of this season, right?
Thanks for bringing this up. It was like a literal cage match. I like that it's not just brute, like you have to have some finesse on the shot. And I think this one they should keep around.
Felt like up there, maybe not quite as like wrestle a stick, wrestle for a stick, but it's up there with like, balls in,
Dumb
this is balls
simple.
out.
Yeah. It's possible.
We
Ball
got
out of
balls.
the
Now we
cage.
got balls out.
I mean, I just love the fact that you could do all that wrestling and then it goes out of the circle, and you just have to keep going. It just adds it's a nice little extra layer.
No.
I'm a fan.
Until next week, that's it from the tribunal.
Don't be a quitter.
Don't be a layup.
You guys killed it.
Oh, aloha.
Mahalo, dude. Yeah.
It means goodbye, too, right?
Yeah, it means everything there.
Aloha and aloha.